Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a government official wants more businesses to make it easier for people to make payments online. The Democratic Labour Party criticizes the manner in which government has issued the textbook grant. Taxi operators report a rough summer but remain hopeful for the upcoming winter season. Jamaica records a 12% decline in murders for the year so far, and the British government considers a plan to raise the legal age to buy cigarettes and tobacco there. These stories and more coming up. I'm Lurian Graham Carter. The minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, wants more businesses to facilitate and allow easier transactions for people to conduct and make payments online. His comments came this morning as ShorePay launched an expanded portal to facilitate delivery of services to customers. Mr. Strong stressed the importance, stating it would enhance productivity and the ease of doing business.
I know agents like standing in line, and perhaps ShorePay is one of those entities that help to solve having to go to multiple lines. But the reality is now, in order for us to be able to do that which is most important, I would love nothing more than to get rid of lines, whether it's at ShorePay, whether it's at the BRA, whether it's at licensing authority, any part of government, I would love to get rid of those lines. But the only way that we are going to get rid of those lines, which then allows people to do things that are a little more productive, because I believe your time is valuable. We have to be onboarded. We have to take advantage of the opportunities that businesses like ShorePay as part of a payments ecosystem. And that's just a fancy word for making sure that you got choice, because I believe that you must be able to have choice where appropriate. And therefore, as Barbados embarks on this digitization efforts of its payment systems, but entities like ShorePay modernizing its processes.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong. The Democratic Labour Party is criticizing the manner in which government is issuing its $100 textbook grant. Assistant General Secretary Pedro Shepherd says the announcement of the grant for primary school students by the Prime Minister on August 11th was too late and disorganized. He says the party believes asking parents to provide receipts at this time will see a delay in receiving the grants.
Parents and guardians collect their children or their wards book lists in July with their end of year performance reports. This is done so that they can begin to source books early. As expected, after hearing of the grant, parents and guardians were calling schools to no avail to get the $100 grant. They were questioning teachers as they met them on the streets. The Democratic Labour Party believes that this new arrangement of sourcing 3-month-old book receipts, as announced by Minister McConney, will go nowhere in serving its purpose in light of all the requirements. The process as outlined and the expected delays in processing claims will only seek to frustrate many parents who will not get their reimbursement before 2024.
He is proposing that going forward, government should attach a voucher along with students' reports.
The policy initiative would have been better served if it was piloted with the nursery and reception students this year upon their registration and then executed to the rest of the primary population for September 2024. The Democratic Labour Party further advises government that at the end of every school year going forward, they can affix the $100 voucher to the student's report. In that way, each child will receive the assistance in a timely manner.
Assistant General Secretary Pedro Shepherd in the lunchtime edition. President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marian Redmond, says she has seen a great improvement in the response from the Ministry of Education in dealing with issues raised by the unions. Ms. Redmond was responding to a statement by the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, appealing for more cooperation from the unions. She stated that while they have had their battles, there is more cooperation between the unions and the ministry.
The telephone calls are returned, letters are responded to, and requested meetings are generally held in a timely fashion. And this is a major improvement over what existed before when, as you would be aware, the disunion actually had to engage in industrial action to get meetings and to get responses to their issues or battles. So as far as we are concerned, once there is a continuation of the mutual respect and dialogue and collaboration that presently exists, I envisage no wars.
President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marian Redman. Outgoing president of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society, Adrian Bailey, says business in the port was slow due to the lack of cruise ships, which forced operators to seek alternative business. He, however, says that operators remain hopeful for the upcoming winter season.
This is the first time in my 20 years on the board at the Bridgetown Port that there was no cruise ships in the summer. So it was tough. What we basically would have done over the last 8 months, most of the operators were operating in the taxi areas in Bridgetown. Most of the work comes now for these guys around Oyston between Friday and Saturday nights. It's been tough, but at the end of the day, it was a decision that was made. Government could not do anything about it because it takes 2 years for the cruise ships to turn around, and no ships was appended to Barbados for 2023 in the summer months. And what we're looking at, and looking at the schedule with the arrivals this season, it should be a very good season for all the operators coming out the Bridgetown Port.
Outgoing president of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society, Adrian Bailey, while president of the Airport Taxi Association, Anthony Harewood, echoes the same sentiments.
We had just a marginal increase for crop over, but overall it wasn't as we had hoped or wished. We know it's downtime traditionally, so you try your best to cope. Obviously, some people take it then as their time to have their vehicle ready for the season. You know, it's lean time, so when lean time comes, you do what lean time calls you to do, you know. But bottom line is still, you live here, you got to be here. You cope with it and wait for betterment. From all indications, we're hearing the authorities say that the winter season looks promising, so we too are hopeful.
President of the Airport Taxi Association, Anthony Harewood. Government gives double bronze medalist Sade Williams $150,000 to assist in her preparation for the Paris Olympics. Our reporter Ricardo Roberts was at the Grandy Adams International Airport, where a mural was also unveiled in her honor.
Double bronze medalist Sade Williams was honored today with the unveiling of a mural at the Grandy Adams International Airport. Sade, decked in white t-shirt and jeans, was smiling all throughout the event as Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw and Sports Minister Charles Griffith heaped praises on the World Championship medalist. The Acting Prime Minister said the country remains proud of her achievements and looks forward to her bringing home gold at the Paris Olympics. She was given a check of $150,000 for her preparation towards the Olympics. Sade thanked Barbados for their support. She said she was disappointed receiving the second bronze medal and hopes to better her medal at the Olympics. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
And recapping the headlines. A government official wants more businesses to make it easier for people to make payments online. The Democratic Labour Party criticizes the manner in which government has issued the textbook grant. Taxi operators report a rough summer but remain hopeful for the upcoming winter season. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Lurian Graham-Carter. Good afternoon.